We continue to look for ways to generate electricity that do not involve setting something on fire, either coal or oil or natural gas. Hydroelectric power, power created by falling water, has its issues with fish and dams, but that's generally when it's done on a larger scale. Small hydro projects are nothing new, but think of what modern technology can do to update an existing idea. One Oregon city, Astoria, recently installed a small hydroelectric turbine on its city water system. Let's find out more and talk about how broad the applications could be for the rest of us. Two guests with us. Mike Morgan is the interim planner in the city of Astoria. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here today. Jed Jorgensen joins us as well. He is the program manager at the Energy Trust of Oregon, which assisted in the process of getting Astoria's installation into place. Jed, welcome to you.
Thanks for having us, Jeffrey.
Mike, let's start with you. What got added to the Astoria City Water System?
What got added was a 30-kilowatt turbine in line with the main water line that comes from our water treatment system up in the mountains down to the city, where the treatment system, the dam, is about 12 miles east of Astoria. So we applied for funding from Energy Trust and Pacific Power several years ago, and finally it came to fruition. We were able to install the turbine and turn it on Monday.
And was there anything like that in place in the water system before?
Oh, no. No, it's a pretty traditional setup. We have a dam and a treatment system, and then the pipe travels 12 miles down to Astoria.
And is there a pretty good-sized fall of water that allows it to be amenable to hydroelectric generation?
Well, Astoria has a three-lake system, three lakes that are dammed up in the mountains, and this is the lowest of the turbine possibilities. This is about 100 foot of head or fall from where the water enters to the where the turbine is located. So that's why it's about 30 kilowatts. There are more opportunities that we hope to explore above the dam, from the middle lake down to the main lake, and that'll probably be a larger turbine of possibly 100 kilowatts.
Jed Jorgensen, give us a bit of an overview, if you would, of the Energy Trust of Oregon and what it does generally, what it was able to do specifically in the Astoria case.
Sure. Energy Trust is an independent 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we're dedicated to helping utility customers benefit from saving energy and generating renewable power. We get our funding from the ratepayers of Portland General Electric, Pacific Power, Northwest Natural, and Cascade Natural Gas. And what we do is provide services, cash incentives, and energy solutions to help the participating customers save energy on their bills. And we think helped folks save nearly $1.7 billion since we got started in 2002. With this particular project, we actually got started helping the city do a feasibility study at the site all the way back in 2006. And we provided some cost match funding to examine whether hydropower made sense there, and then provided some assistance along the way through the permitting processes and the design processes, and then provided a cash incentive along with some other funding partners once the system made it online.
Just in terms of the more efficient use of energy over time, I mean, obviously we have more electric gadgets, we have cars that plug in, and we all have phones and laptops and devices that have to be plugged into the wall to recharge and everything. But I know from talking to somebody at the what used to be the Northwest Power Planning Council a few years ago, we have essentially avoided the need for new power generation facilities by conserving.
That's right. A big portion of the energy that we get for our system nowadays is coming from energy conservation, and it's the cheapest resource that we have. We can typically get energy savings at about half the cost or less of what it would take to create a new power plant. So that's the majority of what Energy Trust does, is help folks do energy conservation projects at home, at work, in industrial sites, manufacturing, all across the board, agriculture, industry.
We're talking about a small hydropower installation in Astoria and its applicability, if there is any, to other places as well. Jed Jorgensen's with the Energy Trust of Oregon, where he's the program manager. Mike Morgan is the interim planner in the city of Astoria. You can join us on the exchange with questions or comments at 800-838-3760 or by email at jx@jeffnet.org. Mike, you mentioned a 30-kilowatt hydropower turbine right now. About how much energy is that? How much can it power in the way of homes, for example?
Well, we figure it's about 16 homes, large homes that typically use, I don't know, 20 or 2,000 watts, kilowatts a month. But the real motivation here was to basically wipe out the energy usage at the water treatment plant. We have a slow sand filter and a lot of pumps and they it uses about 100,000 kilowatt hours a year, so the turbine directly you know turns the meter back, so to speak, and so we don't have any electrical energy needs at the treatment plant anymore, and that was the big payoff. And then the rest of the power is fed back into the Pacific Power system, which they buy at wholesale rates.
So, so it's great that you get to cover your costs there at the, your energy needs anyway at the water treatment plant. Will Astoria residents notice anything? Any changes to their electric bills, for example?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, this is a fairly small small system. We're going to save about $9,000 to $10,000 a year in energy costs, so they really won't be reflected in their water bills, but. I think we've gotten a lot of great feedback from people that are that think it's a you know, it's a great idea.
And so, Jed, I want to ask you though about similar projects in other places. It seems like as we talk about great new gains in ways to harness just the natural things that go on the earth—the sun, the wind, the water—that there probably have been a few upgrades in technology for hydropower too. I would think
there have been, but really, what's going on here is the city is taking advantage of energy that was previously wasted. So oftentimes in municipal water systems, there is installed what's called a pressure reduction valve to remove excess pressure from the pipes where there is a lot of drop in the system. Water systems are pretty clever in the way that they're designed, and they use gravity to move water all over the place. And for the most part, they're pretty efficient in doing that. I live here in Portland, and there's very little pumping that happens in our water system. It's almost all gravity-fed. But there are some places where there's too much pressure in those water lines, and the typical way of dealing with that has been to use a pressure reduction valve in the past. What the city of Astoria is doing here and what a few other municipalities have done, including the city of Portland, Corbett Water District, and there's some other projects that are being looked at in other municipalities, is put a hydro turbine in line with that pressure reduction valve, because the hydro turbine can really have that same function. It can reduce the pressure, but it generates energy rather than just wasting it by making bubbles, which is what a pressure reduction valve does.
So you create some drag on the water to slow it down, and in the process can get some kilowatts out of it as well.
That's exactly right. And that's really where we see new hydro happening in Oregon and a lot of other places in the United States right now. We're not building new dams. We're not trying to extract more water out of streams. We're trying to take advantage of water that's already being used for some other purpose and see if we can make some energy out of that at the same time.
Is there a general idea that, in the future we're talking about a more dispersed kind of generation system where instead of having, you know, the huge power plants of the past, and in fact we're talking about Oregon shutting down its largest power generating plant at Boardman by, I think, 2020. Are we talking about a more dispersed system potentially in the future?
Well, you know, I don't pretend to be the expert on that. I think we see a lot of distributed generation happening right now. Certainly that's the case with small solar projects that are pretty easy to move forward with and becoming more cost-effective all the time. And there are other small projects like the one that City of Astoria is doing and others, you know, not far from your area, like the biomass project over at Rough and Ready Lumber, or others down in the valley like Biomass One. So there is a lot of distributed generation that's happening. That said, you know, there is a place for those larger power plants in the system in terms of system reliability. So it's kind of everything I think is needed at this point.
Mike Morgan, in terms of trying to get this this hydro turbine into the city water system in Astoria, I mean, it took, what would we say, 7+ years?
Yeah, we started out with a general feasibility study that looked at the potential for wind and hydro, and we decided that hydro was the, you know, the low-hanging fruit, as they say. But we ran into some snags along the way. There were, you know, we had to file FERC studies, and we also had to get the legislature to change the law to allow for a mitigation buy-in system rather than having to mitigate 14 miles of stream area for fish passage, which was sort of non-negotiable with Oregon Fish and Wildlife. But we got the Jed and our state senator helped to get the law changed, Senate Bill 837, and now there's a system for inline conduit or conduit hydro to just pay into a fund for general mitigation, and that was a huge step. But it took a long time. Hopefully, the next one will be smoother.
You mentioned the fish passage issues. Were there any in particular with this? I mean, you mentioned mitigation, but I wasn't clear on whether or not there were some fish passage issues with precisely the stretch of water you're talking about here.
No, the turbine was always planned to be in an existing pipe, but the law at that time said that no matter what you do in terms of hydroelectric, if you're using water from a fish-bearing stream, or even if it's below a large dam, you had to provide mitigation, and so that was the impetus for changing the law, Senate Bill 837, and that was a lot of people benefited. I think it'll open up a lot of opportunities around the state, irrigation districts and that sort of thing.
Jed Jorgensen, I know that the Energy Trust of Oregon put some incentives into this, and explain how the process works and what kinds of dollars in, dollars out equations you use at the Energy Trust of Oregon to figure out whether a project is worthy of funding.
Sure. So we provided a couple different kinds of funding or incentives for this project. Up front, we helped out with a feasibility study, and that falls under what we call our project development assistance program, and we can make available up to $40,000 of cost match funding available for projects like this to figure out if they make sense financially and to take the steps that are needed to go through the permitting processes and move through development. Once a project developer or potential owner has made the decision that they want to go forward, what we can do is take a look at the financials of the project and see if the project is really making sense. Does it pencil out? And if it's close to penciling out but doesn't quite make sense, that's where Energy Trust can step in and provide the funding to kind of put it over the top. And for this particular project, we provided about $15,000 in project development assistance and about another $143,000 in cash to help make the project pencil. We were not the only funder, though. Pacific Power's Blue Sky program also put in about $169,000, and Astoria also got about $88,000 from Business Oregon's Infrastructure Finance Authority.
And so the money comes in from where to the Energy Trust?
We get our funding from the ratepayers of, as I mentioned before, PGE, Portland General Electric, Pacific Power, Northwest Natural, and Cascade Natural Gas. And that shows up on folks' electricity bills or their energy bills as a public purpose charge. So that's the source of our funding.
Does it say Energy Trust or does it say public purpose?
It says public purpose charge.
Okay. I know that that folks, it's actually worth taking a look at the stub on your utility bill, because you might find things like, for the Pacific Power customers on the Oregon side, allocations for the removal of dams on the Klamath River, for example. So lots of interesting things to be found when you peruse your power bill, in addition to balling up your fist because you still have to write the check for it. Mike Morgan, in Astoria, you flipped the thing on Monday. Is that right?
Yes, we did.
Was there a bit of a party for that?
We did. We had a big ribbon cutting and speeches by lots of folks and you know, gave a lot of credit to Jed and the Energy Trust and Pacific Power and Business Oregon. All three, we wouldn't have been able to do the project if it hadn't been for those funders.
And does it still have that new turbine smell?
It's down in a hole. I don't think I'm going to get down there and take a whiff.
Sounds fair enough. But now that you've done one, I mean, you were talking about the possibility of others. You think this will be a much smoother and faster process now that you've got one under your belt?
Well, yeah, we don't have to worry about the regulatory issues. I think Jed might help me out with this, but I think the FERC requirement, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission filing requirement for small inline hydro went away a couple of years ago. And I think maybe our Senator Wyden had a hand in doing that. But we have all the controls and the meter to feed it back into the system. So the next hydro project can hopefully use all of that equipment. So we think it'll go a lot smoother.
All right. We'll wait to see if there are more similar projects in other cities around the state of Oregon. Mike Morgan is the interim planner for the city of Astoria, which just installed that new hydro turbine in its water system, flipped it on this week. Jed Jorgensen is the program manager at the Energy Trust of Oregon. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Thank you.
You bet.